Everyone, thank you for being here for the Santiago Creek Commission meeting on October 22nd. I'd like to call the regular Santiago Creek Commission meeting of October 22nd, 2025 to order. We'll have Commissioner Susan Tulu lead us in the pledge. Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Woolsey, will you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Galera. Present. Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Baca. Present. Commissioner Hillman.
Here.
Commissioner Knight.
Here.
Commissioner Tulu.
Present.
Chair Moeller.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Ms. Woolsey. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on matters not listed on the agenda, which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission, provided that no action may be taken on an off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker unless a different time is announced. Do we have any public speakers? No. Okay, thank you. So we have no public comments. So right now we're going to move to item 3.1. So announce approval of minutes. Asking any questions of staff on that? Okay, no public speakers on the approval of minutes. Any discussion with amongst the commissioners on approval of minutes? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Got it. Motion to approve the minutes. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. We have a second for the motion to approve of the minutes. Please vote. Motion passes 7-0. Thank you for the vote. We're moving on to item 4.1, review of draft Santiago Creek strategic plan. I'm gonna ask staff to present that now.
Wait for the PowerPoint. Okay. All right, thank you, Chair, members of the commission. So tonight for your consideration is the draft Santiago Creek strategic plan. This plan, it's intended to take all the recommendations and feedback we've been receiving since January when we began this process of looking at the three different segments and kind of formulate that into a concise set of recommendations that also align with the ordinance that created this body. And so the draft strategic plan includes, on top of the projects that we've been discussing, we also included some additional items that you often see in a strategic plan. I know we talked about, we have vision statements for each segment, but then we also wanted to have a very overarching just summary right at the beginning. So we included an executive summary that gives an overview of how this body came to be, what its intended purpose is, what we've done to get to this point, and really generally the themes that we've seen from East Orange on down to West Orange. We also included a glossary of terms of those terms that we see coming up from each segment to segment, a brief history along with a map that we were able to identify, mission, vision, and value statements, and then as well as the three segments. So some of the items I was gonna look at, I know some of the pieces we have in the plan, there's a lot of text there, but the ones that we put together that I think set the parameters and then also really show what the purpose of this plan is going to be is our mission, vision, and value statements. We drafted this by taking language directly from the municipal code that created this body. So our mission statement, for example, advised the Orange City Council to ensure the preservation and enhancement of the Santiago Creek. Some of that language, again, it's verbatim from what we're seeing in the OMC. We have a vision statement, which is to preserve this natural resource for its history, archaeological significance, and scenic beauty while incorporating recreational opportunities. And then our values, which I think as we've gone through this process, the three that really end up coming up is preservation, restoration, and recreation. And we included three different statements that tried to help identify and further define what we mean when we say those three items and how that's going to follow or how that has followed the different segments that we've worked through since beginning this process in January. Then we have the segment action plan. As we've been going through this process, we've been referring to this as the segment planning sheet. We really took the citywide strategic plan, which has a goal action plan, and so we just changed the verbiage a bit. We adjusted it a couple things. We removed some columns. There's a lot of text in those segment planning sheets. We can always refer back to them. In fact, they're included as a part of the agenda packet tonight. We want to remove certain columns just to make it a little more concise, easier to read for the public. We combined similar projects. I think as we go through from East Orange to West Orange, some of the things that kept coming up were habitat restoration, preserving the history of the creek. And so when we had multiple entries kind of saying the same thing, we combined them. So we tried to take it from having 20 different projects down to maybe 10 per segment. And then we tried to create a little more uniformity with some of the language that's used. I know we'll continue to improve that. For example, when we look at funding sources, we have sometimes we're listing specific grants, which is great. That's something we'll refer to as we move forward. But just for purposes of this document, just saying things like grants or private donations, just so there's uniformity with the language. And as I had mentioned, we also have the segment planning sheets, which what we did for tonight is we took all the segment planning sheets and then we put the project number on each of them and so where they're falling on the plan. In some cases, it's verbatim on how that was presented to the commission. In other cases, we combined some of them. So the theme is there, the same kind of project is there, but you can see where those projects were taken and put into the plan that's presented tonight. So as we go through the draft strategic plan, which I'll pull up after I get past this slide, there's really two recommended actions for tonight. One, we want to have staff's looking for feedback on changes to this plan that we'd like to see before we finalize anything. Additionally, knowing that the city has financial constraints, and I know we've been really focusing on grants, we're also requesting that the commission give staff direction to work with the different departments and to prioritize these projects to those that are most financially feasible. And the way that that would fall is that those that are the most feasible, just based strictly on what resources are available to the city right now, those would come up first on the list. So if it's like segment three, it'd be 3.1 would probably be the most feasible, the most easily done kind of project. And then those that are a little more involved would fall to the bottom of the list. And so we're requesting that direction from the commission as well. So that concludes my overview of the draft plan that's presented to the commission tonight. Again, we're looking for feedback, and I will pull that plan up so then we can go ahead and discuss it.
Okay. Do we want to hear from the public first? I think so. Yeah. So, any members of the public that want to speak on this? We have Teresa Sears.
Good evening, everybody. I hope I'm not the only speaker. I hope you got a lot of comments, maybe. I want to thank Jack. I think we have a document that is, and his staff, of course. I'm sure you've had others helping. But we have a document that now we can work with, which is really super great. Helps us to move forward. The concern I have is, you know, if it's a standalone document, and it has no references to what really the foundational issues are, that can present problems as we move down roads for grant funding and things of that order. So in the vision statement and in some of the historical, one of the things we might want to do is put you know, list all the plans. And one of the things I brought for Jack, which he may or may not have, I'm assuming Pamela will remember, you know, the Santiago Creek Bike Trail, the Tustin Trail, and the awards we got for that, and how the grant funding was put together, et cetera. So we're talking about something 20 years ago that if you weren't here, you wouldn't know. But one of the things that was critical in that is how they listed the planning documents, and they referred to all the documents that you guys are using as your foundational tool for the resolution that formed this committee. So I'll give that to you, Jack, so that'll be helpful. You can probably pull it up if you don't have it. But one of the things we want to do is make sure this document is consistent with all the different things we're working on the creek, because we don't want something to come at us that says, wait a minute, this says this and that says that. That's always problematic. So I'm not sure how you want me to input, because I'm very happy to go through this. Some things that are not quite right, they're, again, nobody could know. But for instance, on the Colt Trail, and David will know this, but it is, let me pull out my notes here. It says the loop trail that connects four regional parks within Orange, it is envisioned this will be an unpaved horse trail. This trail exists, okay? This has been in the works for 50 plus years. So it's not envisioned. What is envisioned is the bridge over Chapman. So, and it's a multi-purpose trail. It's not horses only. So we want to talk about that. But the crux of why we're here is all those planning documents. And so we're talking Hart Park, Historic Old Town, OPA, you know, and we're talking about all the unique neighborhoods that this creek puts, you know, goes through. So just let us know how you want us to input, and I'm all ready for that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Help you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I said thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just, that was something else that you might want to just take a quick look at. I got so much.
Okay, so we'll move on to commission discussion, if there's no other public speakers that I see. So any members of the commission that have feedback? Yes, Vice Chair.
I do. I actually went through the plan and have quite a few comments that I've already sent to Jack, but he suggested that I put this into the record. So first of all, it is an excellent document. It is readable, it is manageable, and congratulations to you and to all of us for all of our hard work. So it really is excellent. The glossary of terms is very excellent. I do have a few suggestions. Mm-hmm. I do suggest that we have a land acknowledgement. The Tongva Nation is referred to in the history, but I do recommend having a proper land acknowledgement. Maybe in the executive summary, I do suggest that we say that the main function and purpose of the creek is flood protection, groundwater recharge, and active transportation. And that's going to be for bicycles and pedestrians. Now, those functions are outside of our purview, but I think that it would be important to state that that is the main function of the creek. Perhaps we would consider adding a few more graphics depicting that, you know, or maybe not. The graphics are very good, by the way. I do agree with Teresa. I do think that we need to have a list of the past documents. And a statement that we are not repeating the information in those documents, but that they are the building blocks. And maybe we could even have a link. So if somebody would like to go into more research, they can go ahead and access all those documents very quickly. The history page that you have is really great. I did have a few comments about formatting, maybe more of a consistent font size. Work a little bit on the lightness and darkness, just so it's a little bit easier to read. And then at the end in the columns, you know, the font is a little smaller. You maybe work on the formatting of that. Some of the pictures do have invasive species. And so, for instance, the one that we have up here is the mustard. So I can work with Jack to identify those. Who would know, right? So we can maybe not have pictures of the invasive species. When we get into the graphics for each segment, I think the graphics, they're good, but they could be a little bit better. These graphics are wonderful. Very, very good job on all these. But yeah, this maybe it could, that graphic right up above there, maybe could be a little bit readable. Would we consider putting the property ownership on this map or not? Might be something we could consider. And then when we get into the meat of it, I would recommend adding on the first segment, 1.1 Santiago Creek Habitat Restoration. You know, that was a theme that goes through all of the segments. But maybe what we should do is, if there is a few that go over all the segments, maybe those would be pulled out. I'm not sure what would be better to do that. On item number 1.5, it's a little too detailed on the specific types of materials to be used. I suggest that we'd be more general. And then I had a couple little typos that I've let Jack know about. And then going down to 3.4, talking about the trail connection between Yorba Park and Grijalva Park, our intention was to have that be on the south side of the creek. And the way it was written was on the north side. So it just changed the word to south. And then finally, I recommend that we have a next steps. What's next? We're planning on applying for grants. What would be the next steps? Maybe working with other groups to implement some of these, maybe prioritize these. And so those were my comments.
Thank you, Vice Chair. And I just want to go back to the scope of the commission too. So at this point, when we're reviewing, it's just the vision, right? Mm-hmm. This commission at some point, or may not, move into an implementation phase, but that's pending City Council approving the vision first. So we can't implement something if they don't approve the vision first. Just want to make sure that that's clear when we move on in this conversation, that we have to get the vision approved before we get into implementation and design and all that.
And could you tell us about that process? Are we going to be presenting to council?
At some point, yes. Okay. The goal was end of this year. It might be early next year. Yeah. Any other commissioner comments? Commissioner?
So I echo Commissioner Galera's comments. I really enjoyed reading this plan. I found the draft vision statements and purposes and mission, all of these things were saying exactly what I was hoping they would say. So I thought that was great. And I think the plan as a whole is a great first start. Where I see some room for improvement is in the listing of the individual projects. And so I love the idea of combining projects that are similar. But I did feel like something was lost a little bit. A number of them have too short of a description. And when I referenced all the individual projects that were being combined, I had a much better understanding of what we're actually trying to say. And so there might be an opportunity to just be more clear about what the project is. Several of the projects mentioned like a cross street on the creek so you could place where it was, but a lot of them didn't. And so then it was left to sort of guessing where on the creek are we talking about for this project. So having a location, just getting some clarity on these projects, which I think would make it easier to follow and understand what we're talking about. And then I'm assuming all the individual I'm not clear on whether the individual projects will be stapled to the plan or they're only stapled to our agenda packet and won't be part of the plan once it's actually approved. Maybe Jack, can you speak to that?
And it's referring to the segment planning sheets we've been...
Yes.
About. I mean, we can include that as an appendix to the document so it can follow this plan just as a reference point of everything that was developed and reviewed at commission meetings that helped create this document. But if the direction from the commission tonight is really, those segment planning sheets provided a greater level of detail that everyone would like to see incorporated in that. We can go back and cross-reference it, see where those particular projects are falling into the plan, and provide more detail.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not sure what to do there. I guess I had one thought, which was just copy and paste all of those rows from the various planning sheets over the last year and a half into the combined entity, or maybe just reorganize them all so all the 2.1s are together and then all the 2.2s are together instead of having to jump around. But
and we can go through and because I know in some cases there was a couple of projects where they were identical to one another, so we don't want to list it twice. But I can go back and see where there's some that we can separate out, particularly if there's one project, even though it may seem like they're similar, they're actually identifying separate locations, and we can be more specific that way.
Okay. And I do like the idea Commissioner Clara had about maybe there's a list of projects that just apply to the entire, you know, all three segments, so that we could reduce duplication that way too.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Thank you.
Yeah. So along that same line of questioning, what could you remind us what the purpose of this is? Like, there had to be a reason that we refined this so that we dropped off some of that detail. Could you just remind us why?
Yeah, so some of the projects we had in there, when you're talking about the segment planning sheets that were developed, some were referring to the parcels that we had identified. So we had the city ownership parcels, and so they were very specific in identifying those. Those maps were comprised of, there were multiple maps that made up the entire segment. And so we were trying to have one set map. It'd be too much detail to have those numbers in there. So that's why those weren't included. But it's an easy fix if the commission would like us to go back, include the property ownership maps, and then reinsert those projects where they're listing the numbers. I think it was also a matter of consistency, because in some cases in the segment planning sheets, they're very specific. They provided the parcel that project was intended for, and then others didn't include it. And so as a matter of being more consistent, it seemed like there was more that did not do that. We kept it as, okay, we'll keep it more general. But again, if the direction tonight is to try to identify each project with an intended parcel, then we can certainly do that.
Is this intended to be a quick reference, or like contain everything that we would ever need to know to execute these projects?
No, I think it's, I think as we go through, so say for some of these projects a little more involved, there'd be an actual project that's developed from it, and there'd be more detail provided. I don't think we need to go into like an exhaustive project description on some of these. So it's more, I saw it as being more of a quick reference of, these are recommended projects that we'd like to see along the creek in this particular segment. I think in segment two, we saw a lot of projects that were listed with the specific parcel number. Which was great, but then some of them didn't include it. And so I was trying to be consistent with what the others had. But we can always go back and adjust that. I will say, I think it would be helpful for staff to have those included, but it was just a matter of trying to be consistent across the board.
And then for the prioritization, there was a column on that on the planning sheets. It was removed. Is the idea that it's intuitive that the more important ones are up at the top of the list?
Yeah, and we had some priorities where it looked like we had a ranking of number two, and that was listed many times. And so I didn't want to have every project have the same priority. And so in looking at that, we were going, well, if the commission is open to it, staff can go to the departments and see kind of how much resources they have available. We know that, you know, habitat restoration, that we have nonprofits, we know we have that can assist. That's probably a little more doable in the immediate future, where we have other projects that are just going to be longer term. They're going to involve other agencies. There's going to be some city financing that's going to be involved. And so we can talk to the departments and get in really a better understanding of where that should fall as in terms of feasibility.
Yeah, that was my main thought when I was looking at this, is that seemed like the most important piece of information on these projects is whether it's doable. Mm-hmm. And it was removed from the sheet. So are we going to outsource that job and it's not really part of the function of this document? Or
no, I think it would be a function of the document. If the commission gives the direction to work with the department so we can reevaluate the priority of it, just based on the financial feasibility, I think what I would then do is I can clarify that in the executive summary. The order of these projects is going to be from those that are most financially feasible up top to those that are, they're going to be longer term near the bottom. So we can, we would clarify that.
Okay, thank you.
Any commissioner? Commissioner Hillman?
I was curious about, would you, for grant funding, would you say that it is being worked for grant funding? And the reason why I ask is I was instrumental in getting the Colt Trail Master Plan done by Cal Poly Pomona. And when we presented the project to them, we made sure that grant funding was the main thing that we wanted this plan to be comprehensive for. Mm-hmm. Because of that, they described the projects in quite a lot of detail, and they would put a map of what is known about it. And when they finish the document, when you go through it, you basically go, I think this is going to happen. It had a confidence to it by how well they described each project and all. So my question is this document headed toward being that purpose?
To seek grant funding?
Uh-huh.
I think eventually, yeah, it's going to be helpful to have a document in place that shows that the city has, in a public, very public process, has come up with a set of recommendations that we'd like to see implemented. I agree with you that there are some projects here where you talk about just habitat restoration. I think that would have to be, and this would be more on the implementation side, we would probably need to have a more substantial plan, I think, to secure grant funding. We talk about the Wanda Trail. There's a little bit more to that. But this provides the framework of things we'd like to see along the creek. Ultimately, with as a strategic plan, it's intended to be a living document that would continue to change. It's not going to stay in this form right now. Given the current ordinance and the way it's written, this body was created to advise and make recommendations to the council. And so this is kind of that first step to get that in front of them as a comprehensive set of recommendations. And then we'll see where the council goes from there. If there's particular projects they would like this commission to focus on. There is another section within the ordinance that created this body that, and I have it right here, it says that the council by minute order or minute action would be able to prescribe other duties or tell the commission to refrain from performing other duties. So I think as we get this to the council with kind of this overarching set of projects and visions that we want to see along the creek, I think then we can get further feedback from them. Because right now we're staying within the parameters of what the ordinance is calling for, and we may need to get further feedback from them, what the next steps would be for the commission.
Yeah.
Yeah, so were you done?
I had one other thing,
yeah.
And that is in segment one, since it is so different than the other segments, mm-hmm. And I just felt like it should, in its description, whether it's put in the executive summary, the documents like the Greenbelt Implementation Plan and the East Orange General Plan, they have a lot to do with the future of that portion, segment one.
And it sounds like, and I know we'll, as the commission kind of gathers all the recommendations and feedback, it sounds like we want to list those likely in the executive summary that goes, these are the founding and kind of guiding documents that is really helping develop these recommendations, yeah, to the council.
Okay. You had something real quick?
Yeah. Could you remind us, this isn't our last, the last time we'll have ability to change things? Like, what does the process look like going forward before it's kind of set in stone?
Well, it depends on, you know, kind of where the commission wants to go. I think, you know, we have this draft document in front of the commission tonight. I know we're going to be getting a series of recommendations on changes. That can be given to staff with the understanding those recommendations would be incorporated, and the plan with those changes would be taken to the council for consideration. I think at that point, we'd be not only giving that plan to the council to take a look at, but then also seeking kind of direction from the council what next steps would be. Because the way this ordinance was written, it has, again, advise and make recommendations. The council hasn't really given that direct, please take a look at this and advise or report back. The approach we've taken is to instead try it in a piecemeal. We're having a comprehensive set of recommendations and then giving that to the council and then hearing what they have to say. So that's the approach we have. So we may get something back from the council and we take it to them. Hey, go back, take a look at this, make some adjustments here. That can happen. And if the commission wanted to continue to discuss this at a following meeting, that can certainly happen as well. I know our next meeting is scheduled in January because we're quarterly, so it's a bit of time, but.
Yes, Commissioner Tillo.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Mueller. It looks great, echoing what many have said. You know, the layout looks fantastic. The visuals, too, if we can take care of invasive species and the small things around the edges, I think it looks really great as a starting document. I guess I have two layers of comments. The first, I can go through, I have about six comments on specific sheets, like more like the recommendations and tactical changes. And then I'll circle back then on sort of like the higher level comments that I have, like overarching. So maybe just starting with the specifics on page 3, I would just suggest we rename that page to about the commission and create a new slide called executive summary. Because the content itself, I don't know if that can be pulled up for everybody to see. It looks like we're stuck on the map here. Page 3 of the slides. Yeah, what says executive summary is just kind of like the history of how the commission was formed and then what we are focusing on as far as segments. So I thought maybe if we called that about the commission and then once we arrive at vision plus recommendations, we can call that an executive summary and have a separate sheet summarizing that.
Okay.
So that's one. Page 7, the map. I got so excited when I saw this. So apparently, and I had to ask Jack because I didn't see a source reference on here. This is George W. Kirkman's document from 1938, an LA historical document about like basically antebellum history and the settlements in California. So really exciting to see that we actually have three crossings of the El Camino Real in Orange over rivers. So there's one, as we knew, in Grijalva. And then we have one that's kind of near the Riverwalk, OC Vibe, Orange Yards area, which is cool, Santa Ana River. And then there's one up in North Orange, too. So just seeing the history, where they camped, even dates that have been plotted out, really fantastic and excited about that. So just wanted to call that one out. No action needed, just maybe we'll confirm the source reference and add that to the document here so people know where this map comes from. Page 8 on the mission, vision, and values, I would just add, these are small tweaks. Under mission, I would add historical and ecological preservation, and then I would also add in safety. A number of us had an email we saw come through, and some saw on Nextdoor about, I guess there was an arrest, a drug, you know, like a pistol that ended up being like an airsoft gun or something. But we, you know, safety is something that we may want to include. It's come up in previous meetings, so just to make sure that, you know, bike patrols down there are flagged as well to keep it a safe place for everybody to enjoy. And envision all natural and scenic beauty. I would just made that tweak. I don't know if we're, yeah. So natural and scenic, because scenic, you know, we also want to recognize the trees and the nature part as well on that. Then page 16, I think it was section 110, right there. So this is markers at historical locations, White House, all of that. And just in general, I'm just going to throw out an idea. I'd love to know what the other commissioners think of it too, but I would recommend in this area, especially segment one, adding a marker to the neighbors who have for decades fought to keep this creek a thriving natural resource for the East Orange area, but also the city of Orange. A lot of them are in this room, some at the dais, some in the crowd, and some not present. But I think it would be a really nice thing for us to consider, and I'd just like to throw it out there that we have a marker recognizing those that for decades have fought for this until the commission and a more formalized process here. And then the last two, page 28, segment 3.9. This is just a more general, both of these are more general comments. That trail naming, let's see. Yeah, so just naming, so this is for trash pickup or things where people want to adopt parts of the trail. I would just pull this into each of the segments. I don't think we should limit it just to segment three, but if people want to adopt the trail in segment one or two, you know, having that opportunity would be great too. Page 29, segment 3.12, recommended project. That speed limit and signage, I would recommend that for all segments as well. So those are my tactical, and I'm sorry to take so much time, but I just wanted to say something like on the overall document, it felt a little bit like we were missing something in the sense of forward-thinking vision. And so while this is a really good summary of what has been discussed in the previous three meetings, I think if we kind of put our thinking caps on and think about really where we want to take this and grow and do more innovative things in the creek, I'd love to put something in front of the council or our group put something in front of the council that is a little bit more, more recommendations and forward thinking. So some ideas, as we're touched on, David just mentioned even grant funding. One, there are three ideas. Strategic partnerships. What volunteer groups, nonprofits, grant funding do we want to go after? Like, we should put this into the report and actually have an action plan. You know, we don't have a lot of resources. Maybe each of us takes, you know, like I call nonprofit, somebody else calls a state senator. I'm not sure how we want to divide up the work. But I think looking at strategic partnerships, especially given the budget shortfall in the city, we need to activate a lot of these. We need that. Second, I was shocked to see that there were no private property acquisition or repurposing recommendations in any of the projects. And I think that's a miss too. I think there's, especially in segment three, there are a lot of areas around Hart Park that are owned by the city. And having a little bit more of a plan for that area or just recommendations, you know, that we can put forward in that area would be fantastic. Or just other private property acquisitions. I think there was a bridge in the Mayberry Ranch area, a bridge or two bridges under discussion. But what's needed to progress those? And if there's a private property discussion, we should put that in for council to consider. And then the last was, this is kind of a little bit more of an out-of-the-box idea, but to maybe have a recommendation to expand the scope of the commission just slightly to include other water areas within the city. And that's including things like Collins Channel, which are historic and actually kind of relate to the creek at one point as far as irrigation and are historic. So they're kind of in the remit that we've been looking at as well. But also parts of the Santa Ana Riverbed that sit within the city limits, especially as they can relate to other projects that are happening concurrently, like Orange Yards, OC Vibe, you know, the Riverwalk, this pedestrian bridge that's going to land in Orange as well. And I don't know of any, unless city staff knows, but I don't know of any other commissions that are spending time doing the homework and making recommendations to council on that. But there's so much development from Anaheim and county happening that I think it would be a miss for us not to consider how that comes into our city, both from an ecological, historical, but even potentially revenue-generating, recreation and revenue perspective. So just higher level, if we could add, I don't know if we want to have a discussion about that or what we could do to expand the document a little bit.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chair.
Well, thank you for all those comments. I think they were all fantastic comments. Great work. As far as the property acquisition, yes, I guess we should really consider that. And there's two properties that I can think of. One is we call the doctor's property. It's north of Chapman on the south side of the river. And I don't know if we could propose for the city to buy that or not. I don't know if that's out of our purview.
The way the ordinance is written is this commission can do it when it becomes available. So okay. If it's not on the market, we kind of have to avoid it. But if it is on the market, then that's when the commission go, yeah, council, you should really consider this.
Maybe we could say something like, if a piece of property in this area ever became available, then we would.
Or yeah, I mean, couldn't we just do a caveat? If this land becomes available, we recommend.
Maybe.
Defer to our legal.
That would be appropriate.
That's okay.
All right. And then the other parcel, and I do agree with the idea of expanding a little bit, the other parcel that's available is on the Santa Ana River. And it's just north of Catella. There's 9 acres that the county is very interested in leasing or selling to, you know, especially to the city of Orange. So that would be, if we expanded out our purview, that would be an opportunity also.
Okay, thank you, Vice Chair. Yeah, Commissioner Hillman.
The watershed map in the plan, that's an awesome map that you found. I was wondering if you could tell me, where did you get that map?
Commissioner Galera actually facilitated that and sent that over to me to be included. I think it was her recommendation to include a map showing that as a part of the plan, and so she provided it.
So what's the answer?
It came from the Orange County Water District.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, and the other thing I wanted to ask is, and you were kind of addressing that with Michael, is can you give us a clear timeline from tonight? There's going to be a commission meeting in January. You're headed toward council, presenting to council. What are you envisioning? How's this going to go?
It depends on where the recommendation we get tonight from the commission. If the commission is comfortable with making a motion to give staff the direction of the feedback that's been given tonight, with the understanding staff would make those changes and present it to council, we can get it in front of the council in a much shorter time frame. If we want to give staff a recommendation to make these changes and then take a look at it again, now we're pushing it out a bit. So it's just that caveat, if we want to add in that inclusion that, okay, staff, go ahead and make these changes and let's schedule it to get to council now, or let's make these changes and let's take another look at it.
From what I heard tonight, it seems like we might have another meeting in January before council. My opinion. Okay.
Well, that seems reasonable to talk about because I feel the same way. I would like to polish this up best we can before we hand it over, which means let's look at it one more time. That gives us 3 months to read it 5 more times, maybe come up with more changes, give it all to staff, and then hopefully get something back in January. And hopefully, I don't know if it's going to keep getting revised.
Yeah, I
mean, the next 3 quarters. But.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I just want to remind us. So, what's going to go before council will just be a figuring out where we are going document, not necessarily how we get there document. If that makes sense, right? So it's an azimuth check on this is the vision, this is what we want to do with the creek, this is where we want to go. Once they look at the vision and approve the vision, then it's more into how do we get there in terms of grants and implementation and all that. So we don't necessarily need to have all the answers figured out at the moment of how we do some of this stuff. It's just the vision and direction that we want to go in. So I would like to hear all the commissioners' feedback on what you guys just talked about in terms of giving it more time or voting on it tonight, pending the feedback that we gave Jack
making those changes based off what the vice chair said, public comments, more detail on location and descriptions, references to older documents in the strategic plan, as well as Commissioner Tillou's comments, and then also prioritizing them based off department feedback. That's a lot for them to already do before it goes to council. And if we also want to extend that out to next year to have another meeting, that is an option. But I would like to hear everyone's feedback on that process before we take it to a motion and vote on A or B. Go ahead, yeah.
I am usually the one, like, let's get her done, right? But especially we're going into the holidays and there's some real changes that we want to make here. I feel like maybe we should take another look at it in January. That would be my opinion.
I'm happy. I don't know if this is included as part of the agenda item to introduce new ideas, because it's still for the same draft, right? Happy to have a little discussion. I mean, you just mentioned properties I wasn't aware of. And I don't know if there are any comments from the public, too, on this. But I'm happy to have a little bit of that discussion now to prep us so we don't go away for 3 months and then end up here again in January.
Commissioner Hillman, go ahead.
When Teresa was speaking, she actually offered services of her knowledge. And she probably more than anybody knows a large picture of the creek and what is all the things that are happening. There's the Army Corps project. There's the Solly Miller acquisition that's happening. Could the commission be coached, or can she give ideas to staff? How do you take the public and not the council's suggestions?
Well, I think if it sounds like if the commission is wanting to take a look at this again in January, if staff's going to get the recommendation or the feedback tonight, so we can go back and continue to work with this, and then I can work with Teresa to get. Because obviously with her knowledge and she's given me documents to take a look at, I can certainly, you know, speak with her and work with her just to talk about the different projects there. So we can make this as fine-tune this as much as possible. And, of course, the public can submit submit recommendations from now until the next meeting as well. That's always open to anyone.
When you just said about public input, how are we getting the word out to the public?
So we have an email that the commission has available. Lily or Karina, I don't know if you have that email available, but we do have one that they can send, and it goes directly to the staff that helps facilitate this body. So then we can have that ready to go. And then there's also e-comments that come through as the agenda is published. That staff sees as we lead up to the meeting.
So my question is, how are we going to get the word out? Are we putting this out on social media? Can we put it out on social media?
For the different commissions, I think we try to be consistent with how each commission puts information out. I don't believe the other commissions are necessarily using our social media pages. But Natalie, unless you have any concerns, I don't think that would stop the commissioners from individually putting anything out and encouraging people.
If the commissioners on their own would like to, that would be appropriate. If they can just link them to that, to the email address, or if you have a page on the website that has that information where they can submit comments.
And we do. And I can send that out.
And we can also put that on the Santiago Creek Greenway Alliance, social media. We have quite a following. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we right. I can we have a page where that email is available, so I can send that out.
Please.
And as Natalie was saying, if the commissioners individually want to put that on their personal accounts, it's no problem.
As long as it's not on behalf of the entire commission, then that would be appropriate.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so it sounds like amongst the commissioners, the consensus I'm reading is that all the feedback that we gave or direction that I gave, I'm going to repeat it here in a second so you guys know everything that we kind of just went over in terms of staff direction. So the first thing was the vice chair's comments and edits. The second thing I have on here was detail, more detail on location and description of projects. Referencing to the older documents in the strategic plan. Commissioner Tulu comments. Breaking out the creek-wide projects for segment-specific projects. Now that we would be, assuming this motion passes, be looking at this again in January, between now and that meeting, integrating public comments into the vision plan between now and then. Granted that you also are going to talk to Teresa Sears about her comments too that she talked to you about.
Everything, yeah, and everything she provided tonight.
Perfect. And then the last one that I have down is prioritizing projects, and that'll be based off staff discretion, based off your feedback with each department. Am I missing anything? Go ahead.
I have one more thought. On the segment maps, if there is a project that is very geographically located, would it be a good idea to put that on the map?
Okay. Yeah, I know we're going to try to be a little more specific with locations. As we do this, I may take a look at the property ownership maps, which have the parcels listed, because that gave a very precise location. So I'll take a look at those.
I have just a follow-on on the map. I know Jack and I talked about this separately, but just to make sure it's on the record, my recommendation was to move slides 4 and 5 above slide 1. Just because they're all maps, they can be grouped together. And then starting from the highest level, you know, the overall from the mountains down, watersheds, to the more zeroed in area, and then to Santiago Creek. It's just more logical and putting them all as a reference together.
Okay. So then my next question, Jack, actually would be, we bring this back in January, and then we vote on this vision plan or the product that we have then. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to get a product out to the commissioners to look at maybe a few weeks before to provide feedback versus this? I know it's a 72-hour thing for the commission, but is there a way to get it? If I know that's on you, city staff, but.
Let me speak with the city clerk's office again. I know it's sometimes it's an issue of being consistent with when we're putting material out.
Yeah.
But if they are agreeable to that, then staff will do everything we can to get that finished. So it's the commission's getting ahead of time. I think we would like is by the time we get to January, we're feeling pretty good about this. So
yes.
I certainly don't want to rush it. And if it's going to the commission, we got to make it available for the rest of the public. So we're kind of looking at that would be the document we would be discussing in January, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because what I don't want is something gets put out and then most of the commissioners or all the commissioners have feedback on what changes in January. Then now we're pushing it to April and we still haven't. You know what I'm saying?
Let me look into it and see if that can be, if they can accommodate that, putting that out earlier. Okay. And so there's a little more time to review it. So.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
And to confirm, that meeting is on January 29th, 28th?
28th.
Okay. So pending all the comments that we just talked about, is that clear? I just want to make
yes.
sure.
Yeah, okay. We got everything. So, no, thank you. I mean, I know there's a lot there, but I think it's not that bad. We'll make those changes and we'll go from there.
So. Okay, good. Thank you. So do we have a motion to do that then?
We need to change the screen to initiate a motion, I think. There we go. I've just motioned.
Okay, we have a motion or motion to.
Not a motion to approve. Should we clear that?
Motion to approve. I think Commissioner Tilly, you just.
Can I just say it? Say what the motion is.
The motion is to approve everything I can.
Yeah, the motion would be to approve the recommendations to staff and to come back in January with January. With the revised plan.
All the stuff that I just read off.
Yes.
Yeah. We just need a first and a second.
Yeah. So first we got Commissioner Tulu. We have a second by Vice Chair Galera. So now we have a vote. Perfect. Motion passes 7-0. So with that, this meeting is now adjourned. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. Happy New Year, everyone, at 5:30 p.m. right here in the City Council Chamber. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect.